Father Steve Rossetti says he believes the incidence of pedophilia among Catholic priests is no greater than in the population at large. He's a Catholic priest and a psychologist, and he's been a consultant to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops on the subject of child sexual abuse. The Church stands accused of sending priests who molested children back into parishes. Father Rossetti says it is a misconception that priests who molest children cannot be successfully treated and return to work.
The knee-jerk response from the public is to say, well, if you've molested a minor, you should not be in priestly ministry. But the question is, what is the safest thing for minors? You see, if you send them, just defrock them all, send them out into society, unsupervised and untreated, the likelihood of them relapsing is fairly high. I think the safest thing is to treat these men who are abusers and to put them in some sort of supervised work, whether it's inside the church or outside the church, but some way they do not have direct contact with minors.
You were on this program 10 years ago, and you talked about changes that were happening then. Is the situation radically different today and better within the church in 2002 than it was in 1992?
There's another current myth today that the bishops have simply not learned anything, and you hear this constantly being said, and that the bishops are still involved in this cover-up and not dealing with the issue, and it's simply not true. I've dealt with them in hundreds of cases, and the bishops are concerned. They remove the priests from ministry and investigate. They report to civil authorities when appropriate, and they really do try to reach out and deal with the issues. The problem is these issues are so complex and so difficult and so volatile that with one error, such as the Gagin case, which was a terrible error, it's a tragedy and disaster when it occurs.
But more than a single error, it seemed an institutional error, an error that spread to many, many different people in the hierarchy who were aware of what had happened with Father Gagin and somehow acquiesced in his remaining in the priesthood.
Well, what happened with the Gagin case, from what I read anyway, in the media, that Cardinal Law was given some bad advice from his clinicians. And that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate they followed him. In retrospect, we all say he shouldn't have. Yeah. Actually, if you look at Cardinal Law's track record in the last 10 years, it's not bad. I mean, but one mistake is terrible.
Not bad, but when the Archdiocese released the names of people whose names had not been known in public before, it caused something of a sensation.
Well,
is that part of the record, releasing names?
Well, these names went back for 50 years, first of all. That's why it seems so many to the public. They say, my gosh, look at all these names, but you went back 50 years.
You have, as a psychologist, you have counseled fellow priests?
I do counsel priests, and some of them have molested minors. And you might say, well, how do I deal with that individual? I think it's important to recognize that over two-thirds of priests who have molested minors themselves were molested as minors. And so what we see is a terrible cycle of abuse, victims becoming perpetrators, perpetrators offending against other children.
Just as in the lay population. Perhaps.
Yes, it's the same thing. And so instead of trying to place blame so much, rather to say, okay, let's break the cycle of abuse. Let's help the victims get healthy so they don't become perpetrators, and most of them don't, thank God. But let's also help the perpetrators stop offending against victims. So let's break that cycle of abuse. People say today, is the church dealing with the whole issue of sexuality and priesthood? And I think in the last 10 years, we've seen a lot more work being done in our seminaries, for example, and better screening as well.
What does that mean, better screening? If, in fact, your assumption is people who molest children were likely to have been molested as children, do you find, when you're looking at a candidate, a seminarian who is molested as a child, do huge red flags go up?
Red flags go up, although we have to be careful because most people who are molested as minors don't become perpetrators, so we have to be careful to not categorize all of them. But it is a red flag, and before we ordain the person, we're going to want to see that that individual, that seminarian, has dealt with the abuse, understood his sexuality well, and will be able to live a chaste and celibate life.
Well, Steve Rossetti, thank you very much for talking with us.
Robert, I enjoyed it.
Father Stephen Rossetti is a psychologist and also a Catholic priest and a consultant to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops on the issue of child sexual abuse.